Malachim Beis Perek Yud Beis. Yoash reigned at the age of 7 and ruled over Yehuda and Yerushalayim for 40 years. Yoash's mother's name was Tzivya, and Pasuk Gimel. Vayas Yoash ha-yashar b'enei Hashem kol yomav asher haro Yehoyada ha-kohen. And Yoash did what was right in the eyes of Hashem all the days of Yehoyada ha-kohen. However, Yoash failed to remove the bamos, private altars, the nation would use for worship, and people continued to worship on bamos. Yoash then decreed the Kohanim and Levim should collect money from the rest of the nation in order to start the restoration and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim didn't repair the Beis HaMikdash, and Yehoyada, the Kohen, criticized the Kohanim. The Radak points out, Yehoyada suspected the Kohanim of stealing the money for their own personal needs. Yehoyada told the other Kohanim they are not to directly handle the money. The Kohanim were pleased as they would no longer be suspect for stealing. Yehoyada ordered a large tzedakah box to be made and placed it inside the Beis HaMikdash. The tzedakah box was covered and sealed with a lid. When the tzedakah box was full, Yehoyada would remove and count the money. Note, this seemingly was the first tzedakah box. The money was then directly distributed to the workers who were overseeing the repairs. The money went for more essential work, like the stones, lumber, and workers. Non-essential items, like musical instruments for the Levim, were not purchased with this money. Yehoyada did not provide oversight for the workers, as they were considered honest and trustworthy. The Svarim HaKadoshim exclaim, Damim Tarti Mashma. Damim means two things. The word damim has two meanings, meaning money, and it also means blood, because a person literally gives their blood, sweat, and tears for their livelihood to earn their money. Therefore, it was important for Yehoyada to collect money from all Yisrael for the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Beis HaMikdash was for all of Klal Yisrael. By the nation giving of their money, it was considered as if they themselves were literally giving of themselves for the Beis HaMikdash. When a person gives tzedakah, they are literally connecting themselves to whatever they are giving, as damim means blood and damim means money. In Pasuk Yudches through Chavbeis, which is the end of the parak, Chazal, king of Aram, started to instigate Yoash in Yehuda. Yoash took many of the holy objects and gold from the Beis HaMikdash and gave it to Chazal in order not to get into a war. Chazal then left Yerushalayim. Yoash was killed in a rebellion by his own men and was buried in the city of David. Amatziah, his son, ruled over Yehuda next. As it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, which is the last Pasuk in the Perek, V'yozachar ben Shimas, V'yozov ben Shomer Avda V'keo V'yomus, that Yozachar ben Shimas and Yozavad ben Shomor, his servants, they went and they killed him. Vayikru also imavosa beir David. And Yoash was buried with his ancestors in Dov, in the city of David. The back end of this story is explained in Divrei Yamin Beis, Perichav Dalid. At that time, idol worship spread through Yehuda. The prophet Zechariah ben Yehoyada, the son of Yehoyada, had delivered criticism to the people of Yehuda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. King Yoash seemingly allowed the nation to stone and kill the prophet Zechariah. Hashem punished Yoash that Chazal had captured and tortured King Yoash. Yoash had become defeated man, had become a defeated man from the incident and then died. That's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.